We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The future of All-Star games should be in question. I understand that some of them are money grabs, and I also understand that some of them used to be great. When I was a kid, I loved the baseball All-Star game. In part because I knew I was going to be able to see Rick Rushel and his big ass on the mound matching up against like Bo Jackson at one point in time, right? I got to see, there wasn't the interleague and it hadn't been ruined by Bud Selig yet by putting home field in the World Series on it, which is another one of those stupid things that just ruined that game. But let's be real. The NHL All-Star game this weekend, they've broken it up into divisions. They've tried to play the game differently. Almost, yeah, Eastern Conference, Western Conference. Then, all right, here we go. Third period. Let's go. But really, I mean, I love diehard Bruins fans. The hockey hardo who sometimes will come at everybody because they don't know the game the way they do. But really, like, is hockey hardo waking up tomorrow in minus 40 temperatures and saying, oh, I got to see Linus Allmark and David Pastrnak represent my team in the All-Star game?
No.
It's this, but yet in the 80s for me, when I got to watch Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier and all these guys out there, it was a great take. It was a lot of fun to watch. And maybe it's the whole, now I'm smartened up and I'm older and I'm not a kid anymore. But yeah,
think about what you said.
But even 80s. My kids.
No,
they don't care. Your kids don't care, do they?
No, well, I will say when I was younger, there was not a more anticipated weekend than All-Star NBA weekend.
Now,
specifically NBA All-Star weekend with the, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics and the Stars, and the dunk contest was just, didn't miss it because they continually had unbelievable talent in it.
All-Star Saturday night. It's okay, where I found it. Out that Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas.
Really?
It was during NBA All-Star Saturday night, and Craig Sager came on and was like, we have a huge upset from Japan, and like the crowd was murmuring because Tyson got beat and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I would say that, you know, like there is this need for it, and there is there are people, and I would say lots of kids, lots of younger demos love this stuff.
Okay, there's still a need for it.
There's still a need
really
for it.
Do you really think so?
Well, okay, if I'm the NFL, like I feel like the NFL is the greatest event planner in the history of the world. They create events. They create content. They give you you do these whole like NFL rights deals and TV deals, and they just, it's the only dry weekend. It used to be, isn't the Phoenix Open this weekend too? Or is it next weekend?
Let me look.
So it used to be, since the NFL screwed up their calendar, everything's all whack right now.
It's next weekend.
All right, so it's the same weekend of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Phoenix Open is happy about this?
And I'll tell you why. I think they love it. Because
in Phoenix?
Yeah, well, and I was out there. So the last Super Bowl, that would have been the Butler interception, was the last Super Bowl. And we went to the Phoenix Open. We ended up getting tickets and going out there, and they loved it. You know why? Because every ticket was sold out. Because there's people there, and they're looking for stuff to do around the game. And if you've ever been to the Phoenix Open, first of all, it is not a normal golf tournament. it's a freaking party with a golf tournament kind of wrapped around it.
Yeah.
But to the point,
no,
I don't think they hate the Super Bowl being there. And from the Super Bowl end, it's like, oh my God.
See, I like it.
Something to do around the game.
I do like it. It's all fluff, though. You know, it's white noise. I can't believe what they have done to my game and how disgraceful is this. I don't even think about that at all. I just go, wow, it used to be in the NFL, it used to be so bad that they were trying to figure out a way to convince players to go to the Pro Bowl because everyone would bail out of it. And think about it. Let's say your season is over, like, before January 1.
Okay.
Okay? Sometimes that happened. If not before January 1, the new year, it was, like, the day after or something like that. Now, you don't go to the Pro Bowl because it used to be after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So you would, a month went by, and if you didn't make the playoffs, you didn't play at all. And if you just played in the Super Bowl, the last thing you want to do is go play another Pro Bowl. So they say, you know, we'll have it in Hawaii. They try to convince everybody to go into Hawaii. And because you get a free trip. You're going to stay at a badass hotel. Okay, you're going to get a free week. Bring your family. We're going to pay for everything. It was so cool that in the media guides, if you made it to the Pro Bowl, they would put a pineapple right next to your name.
That's right.
Okay, so that's how they identified you. And it didn't say you were a sub. It didn't say you did this. Nobody knew, like, how many guys bailed on it. That was like, man, I wish I could get a pineapple next to my name. Like, you open that media guide, sometimes have 6 pineapples, 2 pineapples, and instantly you knew that was a Pro Bowl guy. So that actually used to kind of mean something. Now it means absolutely nothing. If you get to play in the Pro Bowl, nobody looks at you like, wow, that's an established guy. Nobody thinks that way anymore, especially the players.
Well, I pulled up, like, the box score from the 2005 Pro Bowl, okay?
All right.
Here are the names that played in the game.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Trent Green. Steve McNair. Matt Hasselbeck. Michael Vick. Edgerrin James. LaDainian Tomlinson. Tiki Barber. Larry Fitzgerald. Marvin Harrison. Tony Gonzalez. What are you hearing? Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, yeah. Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. Oh, Snoop Huntley. Oh, my God. Sprouten Wood. Right? Even though I love Mac Jones.
Can I tell you something? Last year when we went to the Super Bowl, we had Warren Moon came on the show, and we asked him about Mac Jones and going to the Pro Bowl. And you couldn't hide his laughter than disgust.
Right.
He was, hold on really quick. So here it is. So if you go to Twitch, okay, you can, what is it, Twitch@WEEI, what is the actual?
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, follow WEEI on Twitch.
Okay, so Coop did a great job of grabbing, like, the Pro Bowl pineapple. That's what you would get next year, media guide. It was fantastic. We loved it. And when we had Warren Moon on last year, he was just like, he laughed at the idea that Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler. He's like, off mic, it's like, you know, he's not a Pro Bowler. Like, what are we doing? The older guys, those guys that you mentioned, because Moon played in like 01 or 02 or maybe 98 maybe. Those guys used to go there. They used to hang out, mess around, hope nobody got hurt. But they would all play in the game. But nobody really wanted to play in the game. Nobody wanted to practice.
But they showed the respect to the game.
So fine. So what does it mean to be a Pro Bowler now?
Nothing now.
Zero.
Nothing.
Zero. Absolutely nothing.
Get rid of the whole concept then. Seriously. I even looked up the 2012 Pro Bowl. Had guys like Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, who we won't get into. But like A.J. Green, stars went to the Pro Bowl. And now guys look to avoid it like the plague.
Not anymore.
If the players don't because they're not playing a game. They're out, as Billy said, 400-pound lineman running around with an egg on a spoon, trying to win peeps in your cheeks. Who's going to win a race? Great. Like, that's what they're doing now. But if the players actually respected what was going on and the being a Pro Bowler, then these guys would show up at the game and maybe the war of attrition wouldn't have eaten it up. Because now what the NFL player is telling me, they don't respect the honor, so why should I respect it as a fan? Why should I invest in the game? Why should I watch? Even baseball. Baseball has, again, they went for interleague play. Great, good for them. They made a bunch of money. They made the networks happy. But now they've diluted their own all-star game.
Can you imagine playing, okay, not to use Robert Edwards as an example of a former Patriot player who went to the Pro Bowl, played in some stupid football game
on sand. Yep, ruined his life.
Ruined his life.
Yep.
Okay, I remember seeing that going, oh, hell no. No freaking way. Now, it can happen. You can have a non-contact injury playing flag football. It happens on kickoff teams all the time before they even hit anybody. They just fall to the ground. I just feel like if you're going to keep the idea of the Pro Bowl, of just call it All-Stars, then what type of recognition do you need to make it worthwhile? Just being voted? Is that enough? Or do you have to actually go to the game anymore? Because those days are over. Dave, how do you – you're doing balloon tosses, field day games.
No, of course.
Okay, so how do you go from that, you convince the players this is good enough, to now going to a full game?
This is simple. You eliminate the concept of the Pro Bowl altogether. And I've talked about this. You have first and second team All-Pro. Now what I think you do is you can do one of two things. You can go to third team All-Pro and maybe even have a fourth team All-Pro if you want to, but that feels like a lot. To me, what you do is you have first team and second team AFC, NFC All-Pro. And then there is the big one where you're taking all of those teams from the AFC and the NFC and you're whittling it down to one main list. Those are the guys that are the all pros. And essentially, you're sort of morphing being a Pro Bowler into all pro because that's what we now as fans respect more than being a Pro Bowler. It's now gotten to the point to where in our own very backyard, you just said it 2 minutes ago. Oh, yeah, Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler. Warren Moon was laughing.
Yeah.
So then eliminate the whole thing and turn it into all pro being the bee's knees. But break it up by conference, do first and second team, and then have like the NFL first and second all pro teams where you whittle it from the conferences into the two main ones. Everybody will respect it. And most importantly, we won't need a stupid all-star game, which has now gotten lost in the Super Bowl anyway. And the NFL wants to mess around with the dates of the Super Bowl. There you go. Here's your all-pro stuff. Each conference, everybody can celebrate. Then make a first and second out of those groups. Bingo, bango, there you go. You rework the contracts to where if you had a Pro Bowl bonus, which are really fleeting in contracts to begin with now, then give guys a bonus. Or what you do is to motivate the guys, because I would ask you, would you rather be motivated by a free trip to Hawaii to go play a game you didn't want to play in?
Cash.
Thank you. There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.